Aircheckdownloads.com.
Cracking oldie from the Jackson 5, there's Doctor My Eyes. It's 9:15. The weather's going to be better than it was yesterday. I should jolly well hope so. Actually, tomorrow, I mean, I don't know if I suppose, yeah, I can tell you about it. I mean, you may have seen the press releases around, but the snowball experiment at Willin Lake is quite fascinating to me because something, you know, about controlling the weather is what has been on my mind for quite a while concerning the bad weather we've had, because I think it's linked to a lot of things that go on that shouldn't be, like nuclear experiments, all this sort of stuff. And not that I'm an, you know, activist or anything, you know, I mean, I don't give a monkeys. But anyway, it does concern me, some of the things that we do, you know, pollute our environments, chop up the rainforests, all this sort of stuff. And at Willin Lake tomorrow, they're doing this snowball experiment. It's because what they're hoping to do is to create like a Christmas time atmosphere, so you can go skiing and that, sledging. I love sledging, and you know, why should you have to wait until it becomes Christmas and snowy and all that? So anyway, they're going to be making this snow up with this new machine they've got there, and it's all quite exciting actually. I just thought I'd mention it to you. I know we'll be mentioning it a little bit later on as well, or tomorrow anyway. Hot FM, first thing in the morning, and McKenna with you here, and stand by for the oldies and your horoscopes coming up.
Depending to aquafarming.
Oh, Dennis, what are you doing?
Police and Thieves from Junior Mervyn, Hot FM. In the morning. Oh, that's such a crucial al sort of record, isn't it? I love it. It takes me back in time to when I was just a small, insignificant young man. Not that I'm much bigger now, but it was a long time ago. And, well, I'm not going to harp on about it. Nick.
Hmm.
Sorry to disturb you in the middle of wrapping your Christmas presents there, obviously.
No.
That's what the paper rustling
what
is.
What we normally do in professional radio, Paul, is we call someone up before we put them on the air.
I'm sorry, I know. Choreography, they were doing you, they were working out your moves into the studio. Makeup wanted you.
We just say, hello, Mickey, you're there. We'll be with you in a moment.
And like, I know, they haven't even got your best side on mic, have they?
Which station is this, by the way?
This one? Hang on a minute. It's Radio 1.
Give me some tunes.
Okay. No, I want the traffic first.
Oh, you do. Right. Okay, well, it's not been too bad a rush. A lot of people seem to be taking an extended Easter break, which is good news for them. However, temporary lights on Goldington Road in Bedford at the moment, they're causing delays. The M1 rush hour traffic has eased. In Northampton, though, there are lane closures, and they could slow you down near the Watford Gap service area. And finally, the M25 anti-clockwise around the A10 junction is very slow. There are roadworks there and a broken down vehicle, and it all goes down to one lane. Now back to you in the studio, Paul.
Oh, thank you, Nick. Thank you for that hot changeover, because, I mean, you know, if you weren't so hot and slick, we'd end up talking for ages insignificantly. And
the thing is just for me to get off and get into a record.
That's right, get into a record, not actually talk.
It sounds ridiculous.
If you just keep talking, I mean,
going on and on, and I say that's the traffic.
Yeah, I agree with you. Just keep talking like this.
Once upon a time, it gets so fine. Do the bump of dime in your prime.
Classic from Dylan, Like a Rolling Stone. Good morning, Aries. First on the horoscope list. A friend will be needing advice today over a personal problem, but if you give it, you'll have to make an effort to avoid being too dogmatic, okay? That means, like, saying, you know, things that you don't necessarily mean, you know, just talking off the top of your head, any old stuff that you've learned and not necessarily truly experienced for yourself. The atmosphere around you will become more attractively electric, so enjoy it. Yeah, it usually does if you communicate the truth, doesn't it? Taurus. Career-wise, things are looking up and up, and any changes taking place in this area will be all good in the long term. Distant friends or relatives will get in touch with some good news. Gemini, fantasy and fact will be hard to separate and distinguish from each other, as you'll receive conflicting reports about a situation occurring at the moment. The true picture will soon be clear, however. Finally, for the moment, Cancer. As you approach a turning point in your relationship, you'll find that your feelings become more sensitive, and you'll know instinctively what to do and say for the best. Other horoscopes to come and more great oldies.
I'm looking for a good friendly pub.
Shelton 97.
Everly Brothers and Walk Right Back. I suppose you want me to call you up before I actually introduce you this time.
Hey, this is the last one.
Then. Are you ready then, Nick? Mm. This is the last one we're going to be
this
doing together.
This is the last one we're going to be doing together.
We've got no road reports tomorrow then. You're not doing them anyway.
I can't hear myself.
Can't you?
Oh, yes, I can now. Oh, right.
Maybe you've gone deaf.
Maybe I haven't got the button pressed.
It's too much...
All these years of working with you, the last one we do and I don't get the button pressed in. No road reports from me tomorrow.
And you go deaf.
Pardon?
Do you know, these have been very indulgent, these last few reports, actually, Nick, I feel. And,
yeah. Okay, we'll just do a straight one.
No, I don't think
M1, southbound, is running freely. There are no problems on that particular route. Anti-clockwise, there were delays on the M25, but traffic is now flowing much better there, so no worries on that particular score. Nick Simmons, AA Road Watch.
It was far too straight for me. I mean, couldn't you just throw a little more personality in the... Tell us a joke or something like that.
No. I could do the bullet joke. Would you like me to do the bullet joke?
Boular joke.
Boular joke.
Yes, but wait till I've closed the microphone.
Open Easter Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. See the Herald for details.
McKenna in the morning. Chilton 97.
Pretenders. Talk of the town. What a record. Oh, I've got some people to say hello to. Happy 18th birthday to Vanessa Good from Hitchin, from Mum and Dad and boyfriend Rob, and also from Rachel and Joe and Claire and John, and don't know who that is. I know that's Cleo and the dogs as well. So woof, 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 woof. And would it be possible? No, it wouldn't. Not at all. But thanks from Jack anyway. Right. And also, Sagittarius, you get a mention now because it's important that you're open and honest in your romantic life, as this will be naturally increasing towards your closeness between you and your loved ones. Business and pleasure, they're not the best of partners today, so try not to mix them, okay? Capricorn, as for you, a friend of long standing is likely to re-enter your life pretty soon, bringing some good times your way. Concentration will be important this evening, otherwise you could have a haphazard time. Not a day, Aquarius, to relax and react impulsively. If you find yourself a little annoyed by somebody else and some story that they've related to you, remain calm and explain how you see things. A younger person will uplift you as well today. Finally, Pisces, things tend to be going on more behind the scenes or in secret at the moment, so best wait until everything's out in the open before making any important moves. It's a favourable day for you financially. 6 minutes to 10, have yourself a good one. I'm back on the air for my final show tomorrow. From 6 till 10.
Well, I tried to make it so.
Aircheckdownloads.com.